Navajos Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry on this beautiful summery type day, and also 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint today. They're saying mid-70s by 4 or 4:30 this afternoon. Just, my body won't know what to do with that. It's just toasty. I mean, I'm wearing my Hawaiian shirt today in celebration. I'm wearing my shorts today. And I felt great until I came into our meat locker of a studio here. I had to go put on my sweatshirt. But anyway, it's still very comfy and beautiful day out there. And it's not going to be quite as warm for the weekend, but still mid to low 60s. So, and it did not get cold at all last night. I mean, it was in the 40s in Sandpoint, at least. That was the low last night. So, looking good. Anyway, it's Thursday, North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you. We've got another interesting show for you today. First up, we'll be checking in with Sherry Coldwell from the Sandpoint Senior Center, of course. We'll get our update on the HAPs over there. Sherry has some exciting announcements for seniors for the month of May. So things continue to open up and improve and get back to sort of normal at the Senior Center, so stay tuned for that. In our second segment, we'll welcome back in William Friedman from the Pondere Garden Center. You know it's spring when we get all these garden people back on the show. We've had them for several weeks now, and Pondere Garden Center has been open for several weeks now, and they are stocked ready for you for the season. We'll find out what's new at the Pondere Garden Center. And in our final segment today, Stacy Schubert from the Cedar Street Bridge will join us, let us know what's going on the bridge these days and with her leather business and things like that. All good stuff. But first, another sure sign of spring. This Saturday, Farmers Market opens up here in Sandpoint. And it's May Day, May Day, May Day. It's the start of the market's open season. Vendor booths will be there from, as usual, 9 a.m. to 1 o'clock in downtown Sandpoint. You can browse the beautiful displays, fresh produce, garden starts, artisan wares, and more for sale. BOCA, B-O-C-A, will be performing from 10 until 1. And it's happening, happy to announce this part, in Farm and Park, once again, at Main and 2nd, just one block plus one whole block of Oak Street. Market continues every Saturday through early October. So you can check out more information at sandpointfarmersmarket.com. And so, they'll start on Wednesdays as well. Next Wednesday, Cinco de Mayo. Plus, Ricky will be back in town by next Wednesday. So we'll have a Ricky's Top 10 Cinco de Mayo version. That'll be on Wednesday in Farmers Market at 3 to 5:30 in Farm and Park. Also going on, an incredibly wild online auction. Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness hosting an online auction. It's going on through today, and the auction features local art and lots more. You can check it out on the Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness website. Let's see, there's a City Nature Challenge. Bonner County is part of a fun competition across the world. The City Nature Challenge 2021 to document the most species using the iNaturalist app, and that's going on now through May the 9th. So you can check out City Nature Challenge on Facebook and find out more there. Pondere Arts Council is hoping an opening reception that's tomorrow from 5 to 7 in the Columbia Bank Community Plaza, featuring exhibits from new artist members. It's free and open to the public. That's going on tomorrow. The Spring Fishing Derby continues through May the 2nd on Lake Pondere. You can check out the Lake Pondere Idaho Club's website or their Facebook page for more information on that. We mentioned Farmers Market opening Saturday. Also, Saturday is the first free Saturday at the Bonner County Historical Museum. Of course, it's 611 South Ella right there at Lakeview Park. 10 until 2. This month's event is sponsored by Jack and Shirley Parker, good friends of ours. Find out more about the History Museum at bonnercountyhistory.org. And kids, are you ready for this? Silverwood opens Saturday. This Saturday, Silverwood Theme Park opening its gates for the 2021 season. Everyone this weekend will receive a special 1988 ticket price. Why 1988, you say? Of course, it was the year of their opening that they opened, 1988. Come out and ride the world-class coasters and enjoy family fun at Silverwood Theme Park. For more information and hours and all that, go to silverwoodthemepark.com. So that's what's going on in and around here this weekend, what's going on in the show. We have Sherry Caldwell from the Senior Center with us in just a moment. Stacey Schubert will be with us from the Cedar Street Bridge. And in between all of that, our good friend William Friedman from the Ponderay Garden Center. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
You can't be an outlaw without breaking a few rules. It's our new independent three-link suspension and the feel of 1,000 cc's of turf-defying power. It's a tougher-than-nails attitude that leaves a clean cut and every other mower in its wake. There's a new class of outlaws in Bad Boy Country. Rule breakers, everyone.
Your exclusive North Idaho Bad Boy mower dealer is Jordan Sales and Service, 3200 West Southeast Way in Post Falls, or on the web at jordansales.com.
At the co-op this week, we have some new items to tell you about. In the feed department, Cindy has added a couple of feeds to the Kinnexu brand lineup we carry. We now have Kinnexu Hog Grower Finisher. This is a 17.5% protein pellet feed that is non-GMO as well as corn and soy free. We also carry Kinnexu Timothy Alfalfa Pellet Blend for rabbits. This pellet feed is 17% protein and is non-GMO as well as corn and soy free. Both of these feeds are available in the 50-pound bags. Out in the front parking area, you'll find a variety of soil amendments, including chopped garden straw, peat moss, and compost. In the south yard, we have a great variety of fencing panels, which not only make great portable livestock pens, they also come in pretty handy in the garden for climbing flowers and vegetables. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
If I won $1 million, I'd fly home in a jet. My jet.
I'd buy my dream car in every color.
I'd get a boat. A really big boat.
I'd just chill on the beach. My own private beach.
What would you do if you won $1 million? Play at the home of the only $1 million jackpot winners in the Inland Northwest, where we've already had $3 million winners. Will you be next? Coeur d'Alene Casino. Welcome home.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
What do you... apparently, we're back. North Idaho Thursday here on KBFI, KSPT, also NorthIdahoRadio.com, as well as a 97.1 FM. Anytime you want to tune in on the FM side of things. Tuning in to the Sandpoint Senior Center, Sherry Caldwell is with us. You're the executive director for the Senior Center, and we'd like to have you on the show once a month or so, whenever it works out, and you can break away here at lunchtime, which I know is a busy time for you guys.
A little bit, especially on Birthday Thursday.
Birthday Thursday. What? Tell us about that.
Well, the last Thursday of the month, we always celebrate everybody's birthday for that month. We have wonderful donations of homemade cookies and cupcakes that are dropped off, you know, specifically for the seniors to have at lunch. And then, you know, the little cookies are for their actual birthday boys and girls. So it was fun. And I was on ice cream scoop duty today, so it was very fun and sticky. And
yeah. And you got to eat some ice cream. That's fun. So again, in case you hadn't heard, it's been, what, 6 or 8 weeks now that you've been open again for in-person lunches, if you choose to do that.
Correct.
You still need to make your reservation at 263-6860. So they don't get over 40 people. How are you doing number-wise?
We're doing okay. We're not seeing as many people as we did last summer, but we're hoping that changes and picks up as, you know, people come back into the area. I'm sure we've got a lot of snowbirders that are still out down south, so hopefully we'll be seeing them soon. But our numbers are steadily coming back a little bit, so it's nice. And it's helpful that we've brought back both Bridge and Pinochle, so those players are usually joining us for lunch as well on their game days.
So Bridge and Pinochle is happening. But, you know, for a long time there, a lot of these seniors had to be thinking that that's my favorite thing. I do it every day, and now I don't get to do it. And maybe never again. But here it is. We're making it. We're doing well with that. So, again, the lunches are Monday through Thursday and then the Friday morning breakfast, right?
Correct. We have breakfast at 8:30 on Fridays. However, if you're not comfortable with dining in and you'd still prefer to do our grab-and-go lunches, you can do that Monday through Friday. So on Friday, you wouldn't be getting a breakfast. You would just come in and or drive up to get your lunch for that day.
So how does that work? Do you call or go online and say, I'm going to be driving through? And-
you just give us a call like you would making your reservations for in-person dining. We would just add you to the pickup list, and then you pull up to the side of the building. It's the Alder side. And, you know, we keep an eye out there at the window, and we just run out the meal to the senior and have them sign off on it and offer their accept their donations at that point. But, yeah, you don't even have to get out of your car. It's kind of nice.
That's great. And, of course, you still have the meal on wheels for people who can't leave the house.
Absolutely.
And how many of those do you have on a list? Do you have any idea?
Somewhere between 70 and 100. I couldn't tell you for sure.
Wow.
But I can tell you that we deliver several hundred meals a week. Tuesdays is our busiest because we also do our run out to Priest River. And so we're bringing those folks all 7 days if they're on the list for all 7 days.
That's got to mean so much to those seniors who are homebound and just see a friendly face and get a hot meal.
Absolutely. Our drivers often are the only social interaction that they have. And so, you know, our drivers don't just deliver the meals. They do so much more. For a lot of our seniors, they need help just opening the packaging. We have one who has one arm, and so she's unable to open the packaging or even cut up some of the food, you know, that is not soft like steak if we're serving steak or chicken that day. And so our drivers go the extra mile and unwrap the food and help them plate it and sometimes cut the food up for them. They're conducting informal welfare checks to make sure that the seniors don't have any pressing needs that we might be able to help with.
Sure.
So their job is so much more than just, you know, delivering the meals for us. They really are a lifeline between us and the senior and making sure that they have everything that they need and that they're not, they don't have any issues that they can't handle on their own. We, you know, we try to help them out with that as well.
Or maybe they're having some issues or they're just afraid to tell anybody, but they know and trust that driver.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how do you pay for all this? That's a lot of meals.
It is. Because of the meal program being a donation-based meal program, at least for the seniors, we rely a lot on general donations from the public. We also get a partial reimbursement through the Area Agency on Aging and Medicare, so we get some federal funding for it. But the majority of it really is donations from the public. When we have our fundraisers, you know, people will specifically put down the nutrition program. And so between that and the grants that I've written for the program, we've been able to keep that solvent and sustainable while we've been closed. So it's really been a blessing for us to be able to continue to provide that service for sure.
Yeah, it's extremely important. Also really important to some people, you know, we mentioned the Pinochle and stuff, but Bingo is back?
Bingo is back. We are so excited about bingo. Obviously, we do have some rules and restrictions and some caveats just to make sure that everybody is safe, you know, keeping in guidance with or keeping in line with the restrictions on the amount of people that we can have in the building at one time. We're keeping it to 40 or less. People will be asked to wear their masks when they come into the building until they have a seat. Once they're seated at their table and there's only four at a table, they can go ahead and remove it at that point.
Oh, good, because then you would hear bingo as opposed to
yeah, exactly. We're like, sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Yeah.
There's a couple of restrictions, but we're very happy to be bringing bingo back to the public, and that's going to be starting next Wednesday, the first Wednesday in May. And it's from 6 to 8 p.m. You'll need to contact either Irene Hutchinson or Adele Martin to sign up. Unfortunately, I forgot my newsletter to bring with me that has their numbers. So please call the Senior Center if you want to sign up for bingo or if you'd like to sign up for Bridge, which is on Tuesdays at 12:30, or if you'd like to sign up for Pinochle, which is on Wednesdays at 8:30. Give us a call at the Senior Center, 263-6860, and we'll get you in touch with those points of contact and get you in and have hopefully playing some games soon.
So Bingo Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. That's going to be every Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And then Pinochle is Wednesdays at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one, Bridge?
Bridge is at 12:30.
Bridge. That's the lunchtime crowd that would come in mm-hmm. and eat their lunch and play bridge.
Yes, so. And it's a really lively, great bunch of people. Our bridge has been playing at about, I think, between 12 and 16 players, I think, have been averaging. So it's a good crowd. It's a lot of fun.
So what's the general feeling? I would assume most, if not all, of those seniors have been vaccinated. Are they feeling comfortable going back out and socializing, or are some of them hesitant?
Most of them are comfortable. I would say they're probably a little too comfortable. I keep having to remind them, no, you can still get COVID. It just may not kill you, but you can still get it. We just don't know if you can spread it, which is why we're still being cautious and kind of taking our cues from the assisted living facility. So what they're doing over at the Bridge and Luther Park and Life Care, we're kind of following that same pattern just because we're serving the same population, and we just want to make sure that we're able to keep the center open. We don't want to have to roll back and close everything down again, and we definitely don't want to have anything that could disrupt our meal service for the folks that are at home.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to do that. And for the people that we've talked about this before, the activities of the Senior Center is the focal point of their social life, and you don't mm-hmm. want to go back to sitting alone in your apartment.
Exactly. Speaking of, we have two more things coming up in May for seniors to take part in if they're interested. We're bringing back our art class with POAC, and that starts on May 11th, I believe. I could be wrong because I don't have my calendar in front of me. So sorry, but call us at the Senior Center. We have the POAC coming back with our art class, and that's going to be on Thursday. So no, I'm sorry, May 6th. Starts Thursday, May 6th, and that's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m.
So that will be every Thursday then?
Every Thursday, and that's completely free, and we're writing grants to get more art supplies so that we can help kind of offset the cost a little bit for POAC. The other thing we're bringing back is the creative writing class with Jim Mitsui, and that's going to be on Tuesday evenings starting on May 11th, and I believe that class is from 6 to 8. That class is not free, however. It is $10 per class. But again, give us a call at the Senior Center, and we'll happily sign you up for either one of those events.
263-6860 mm-hmm. for the Senior Center. And do you guys have a website?
We do. It's sandpointareaseniors.org. You'll find our newsletter on there. You'll find the menu for the month on there, so you can plan your meals ahead if you want to join us for lunch. We'd love to have you, or breakfast. And the other thing that we have coming up in May that's new is a new program that we're working with some of the students over at Sandpoint High School and some of the staff members. We're offering a class called Tech with Teens. So if you've got a gadget that you don't know how to use, maybe you have a new smartphone or a new tablet or a new laptop and you just don't know how to navigate it yet, give us a call. We'll set you up for an hour appointment with one of our teens, and they'll help you navigate how to use your new device. The other thing that they can help you with is if you're interested in perhaps setting up a social media account, if you want to learn how to use Facebook or Instagram or any other of those social media apps, the teens can help you with that as well.
That is so great that you're doing that, and it's so crucial in today's society. I mean, it's all tech run.
It is.
And I just remember years ago, like when the internet was coming out and stuff, and trying to teach it to my mom, who just couldn't get it in her head. It's like, well, how? So you just type a letter to your son right there, and you hit, and it goes. Well, how does it get there? I mean, well, that's a fairly legitimate question, but just trust me.
Digital postal workers.
Yeah. And she just couldn't fathom that you could send, you could email somebody a picture.
Right.
That's physically impossible. So it's, you know, the, especially, you know, seniors that just weren't raised on a computer or, right. you know, I mean, like today, you know, you get a new smartphone. It doesn't even come with instructions because it's, you just figure it out. Mm-hmm. But if you weren't raised doing all this stuff, there's no way on earth you're going to figure that out.
So right. It's not intuitive.
It's great to have some teenage help to show you and. I'm sure they're friendly and they take it as a challenge.
And I think it's nice for them to be able to interact with, you know, our seniors, you know, to learn from them in ways that, you know, they might not get to learn about in school. You know, firsthand experiences are always, you know, much more impressionable than reading something from a textbook.
Yeah. You know, for example, I mentioned this a week or so ago that Marcella Nelson, who I've served on a few boards with, she's in her mid-90s, and, you know, in this last year, we went to the world of Zoom meetings, mm-hmm. and honestly, pretty much the extent of her social life was going to these nonprofit meetings, and she goes to a lot of them, and all of a sudden, that's taken away because of COVID, but she adapted to going, you know, learning Zoom and doing it on
that's
her
awesome.
Smartphone, and I mean, she just, yeah, the first couple were a little rough, but then she got it down, so it's possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You also wanted to mention something about the Daybreak Center today.
Yes. As we've mentioned before, Daybreak Center is now open. We are in partnership with OnSite for Seniors, and they're actually taking over the day-to-day operations there. We just wanted to remind you that if you're interested in bringing your family member by and just checking it out, the first 2 hours of your initial visit are free, just as a way to see if this is something that's going to work for you. So if you've been considering it, maybe that will help you make up your mind a little bit easier to bring your senior or your family member down. The other thing is we just found out that the VA has approved care there. So if you are receiving your veterans benefits, you can certainly use that to apply to pay for the care at the Daybreak Center.
So I've always been curious about that. What is the charging for the Daybreak Center? Do you know?
I don't know how they do the breakdown. I think it has to do with income and whether or not you're using your Social Security benefits and your Medicaid benefits or not, or Medicare.
Gotcha.
But you can certainly give us a call. The number for Daybreak is on our website as well. But you can call them directly if you have any questions. If not, give us a call at the Senior Center and we'll get you the number and the person to talk to.
263-6860, 263-6860. And again, your website is?
It's sandpointareaseniors.org. And by the way, we had some glitches with our email list, and I know a number of people have been dropped. So if you used to receive monthly newsletters from us and haven't been, likely your names was one of the ones that got dropped. So please send us an email. You can send it to info@sandpointareaseniors.org. Just saying, hey, I would like to get back on your mailing list, and I will definitely add you, and hopefully there won't be any problems again now that we've got it all figured out with the mass mailing system and everything. Hopefully we'll get everybody back on the list soon.
And if you are one of those people that got dropped, let me tell you, you are not alone.
Yes, Bob, I walk in and I was like, yes, I wanted to talk about that. And Bob's like, you know, I used to get newsletters from you guys. And I'm like, well, there you go.
All right, Terry, thanks for joining us. And we'll have you back on in a couple of weeks and keep up all the good work at the Senior Center.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, William Friedman is scheduled to be with us. Of course, he's from the Pondere Garden Center. They are open, stocked, and ready to go for the season. He'll tell us all about that right after this.
Wow, your remodel looks amazing.
I know. Thank you. I love it.
Who did all this beautiful work?
Real Estate Rescue. They do it all. They handle everything from remodels to new construction, and they'll even work with your subcontractors if asked to.
Well, I would love to get some things done at my house, but it has challenges.
Don't worry. They'll make your challenging projects their mission. Trust me, they can turn it into everything you want it to be.
That's great. I'm going to call them today.
Call 208-265-9051 or online at realestaterescue208.com.
Longtime residents and people new to the area enjoy the wildlife around us. But if you own 10 or more acres of timberland, there are some things you might want to consider. Managing and protecting your new forest asset takes careful planning in order to preserve not only the beauty of your forests, but also maintain a healthy wildlife habitat. Idaho Forest Group foresters can perform a free, no-obligation assessment of your property. We'll create a timber management plan to improve the health of your forest and create a healthier environment for your family as well as native wildlife. And if selective thinning is required, it might just result in extra cash in your pocket. If you own 10 or more acres of timberland, Idaho Forest Group can help protect your investment, create a long-term management plan, and attract more wildlife to your property. To schedule a no-obligation visit by an Idaho Forest Group forester, visit ifg.com.
You already know that Sweet Lou's is the place to dine and watch sports. It's also a great place to work, and both Sweet Lou's locations are now hiring for the summer season ahead. There's openings for cooks, prep cooks, servers, and bussers. Health and dental benefits are available. Apply online today at sweetlouisidaho.com. Located on Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Ponderay. Now's the time to secure your summer employment. Apply online for either location by going to sweetlouisidaho.com.
Check your mailbox this week for Bi-Mart's latest savings book. It's packed with 16 pages of great deals for our loyal members, with deals for your auto needs like Delo Motor Oil. Save on everything for your lawn and garden needs with Bi-Mart Planting Soil. Gear up and get exploring the Northwest with a Coleman tent. And save on everyday household needs, including Capri paper towels. Our latest savings book arrives this week, only from the home of the $5 lifetime membership, Bi-Mart.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, we are back here on those aforementioned radio stations. I'm your host, Bob Witte. It's North Idaho Thursday, and we go to the phone right now with our good friend, William Friedman. And Bill, how's it going?
Hey, Bob, how you doing? You know, the phone's ringing like crazy, and cars are, and trucks are pulling in and pulling out as almost as fast as we can count them, and I tell you, we're so excited. What an amazing community we live in, and we have such an impressive staff here, and we're ready for it. We've got so many different truckloads of different materials. It's sort of like walking through a forest when you walk through the yard. So thanks for having me on, Bob.
Oh, no problem. And you know, you're not your typical garden center and building supply center. You have a beautiful location north of the Schweitzer and Kootenai cutoff roads on Highway 95 in Ponderay, and it's all mostly outdoors, and you can just wander through the property and see different levels, and it's just kind of a fun experience just to be there.
You know, Bob, it's so unique. You know, it's an old dairy farm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it used to be a dairy farm. In fact, the big red barn, the main barn, was where they milked the cows. And If you look closely when you come in, you'll see the floor is slanted for when they used to hose it out every day. So, yeah, it's a fun facility. It's very unique. And really, it's 8.5 acres of magic. We don't have product on every square foot of it, but we've got different outbuildings. There's two main barns. Burns Barn is filled with all kinds of things related to helping your garden. And the main barn is like a showroom where we take care of customers. We have a wind chime little building where it's just filled with wind chimes. And we have a pottery shed filled with different pottery items. It's a very unique place and a wonderful place to come visit.
And do you have plants and flowers it starts in now?
Yeah, you know, the greenhouse is packed. I was just in there a few minutes ago. And so, yeah, we've got the starts in. We've got potatoes and onions and garlic. We've got probably everything you're looking for, including seeds.
Oh, that's great. It's good to know. And here's the age-old question here in North Idaho is when is it okay to plant, you know, like petunias and things like that? Do you have a rule of thumb that you use personally?
You know, Mother's Day is typically a good rule of thumb. You know, it's as we, of course, monitor the weather very carefully, day by day here, we're feeling pretty confident with where things are now. So I think for the most part, we're pretty safe. Some of those areas that get hit with frost need to probably take some extra precautions, maybe make sure everything's getting watered, and you can put some frost cloth on there as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, and a lot of the old-timers around here have always said, well, it's when the snow is off of Baldy. But my argument is, you know, some years there's multiple feet of snow on Baldy, and some years there's not a lot. So that argument that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. You know, it sort of depends on how much snow we get. But, yeah, normally Mother's Day is a good indicator. But just watch the weather and be prepared. But, yeah, I think that's I think we're ready. I think we're moving into full-on spring. And, I mean, 70-something degrees today.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Wow, gorgeous out.
Absolutely gorgeous. And it got extremely – I mean, it was – stayed very warm overnight last night, the first time this year. So that felt really good to get up this morning going, it's not cold in here and I don't have the fire going. So that's all good stuff. Bill, so what? Anything new at Pondery Garden Center this year?
You know, Bob, yeah, actually quite a number of things. Number one, natural stone. We've got probably two times the amount of natural stone, whether it's for a driveway, a walkway, veneer stone for a fireplace. So we've just got truckloads and truckloads of extra natural stone. We've got these really interesting birds. I was just upstairs looking at them. We weren't sure we were going to get them this year, but owls and eagles. And I bet it's got to be close to 7 feet tall. And when the wind blows, their wings kind of move up and down. Really, really neat. We'll get those out by Mother's Day. And what else? We, you know, on the plant side.
Wait. Let's go back to the bird thing. These aren't live 7 foot tall owls, right? What are they made out of?
They're made out of metal.
Okay.
And they've got a mechanism built into them that in a big weight that sort of swings when the wind blows, and it causes their wings to go up and down. And they also bob up and down. It's pretty cool. Pretty neat.
Wow. That's I can't wait to see that. Anything else?
Yeah, you know, yesterday we had we have truckloads of plant material arriving really every day now. Yesterday I helped them unload some beautiful Japanese maples, probably the most impressive Japanese maples I've seen. They're in very large containers, but they've got to be more than 6 feet wide, and they're probably standing on the ground 6 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah, we've just got a really amazing inventory, hundreds and hundreds of trees here, ball and burlap, the container grown, and our fire pit area. We've got dozens of different types of fire pits, and what else? Sod. We got a truckload of sod this morning, so if you're looking for sod, I think we've got maybe a couple, 3,000 square feet left that's not sold, and yeah, there's just too much to mention probably, Bob.
Yeah, that's just a lot of stuff, and you're getting it all in. And I know, you know, a typical year, everybody's just chomping at the bit to get outside and get planting. And I know a lot of people got into their home gardens for the first time ever last year at this time, because if you didn't golf or hike or anything, there was really nothing else to do when, you know, everything was shut down. So good for you guys and all the other garden centers. But hopefully all those people continue up, because it's a great hobby that you can do for life. And, you know, grow your own food and then, you know, beautify your yard and such. So you are located on Highway 95 in Pondere, north of Walmart and all of that, north of the Schweitzer Conoco. And what kind of hours are you guys doing right now? And is that going to change as we get into summer?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Yeah, right now we're 6 days a week. So Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 5. And we'll be opening on Sunday on Mother's Day. So make sure you get out here and take a look. It's really a lot of fun to walk through the property and see all the great plants and everything else that's here. It's quite an adventure.
Now, if you go in and you have certain stone in mind or whatever for your driveway or a retaining wall you're building and you don't have it in stock, is that something that you can take care of as well?
Yeah, Bob. Actually, we're probably a couple truckloads every week coming in.
Wow.
A lot of these, probably 50% of those, are orders that people have placed. So we've got a truckload on its way. I think it'll be here this afternoon from over in Tacoma at one of the block manufacturers, Box Block Plant. So, yeah, we're absolutely able to adjust and meet really any customer's need. whether we have it stock or we don't. Usually it's a pretty quick turnaround.
And you have a great website, by the way. People should check that out. Just go to PondereGarden.com. I've been looking at it the whole time we've been talking. It's full of information. Very well done, by the way. And it said something about leftover plants on sale. Do you still have that going?
We do. We absolutely do. So any plant that that made it through the winter, which is actually the vast majority of them, so we're discounting those at half price. So come and take a look, see what's left, and take a look at all the new stuff that came in, because it's very impressive.
Yeah, if nothing else, maybe not even in the market, you're just looking for something to do on an afternoon like this, just go out to the Pondere Garden Center and wander around. I do it all the time. It's really a lot of fun, and I got the 50% off plant in stock sales, so you can't go wrong there. Bill, thanks for joining us again this year. It's great to have you on, as always, and we'll see you out at Pondere Garden Center.
Hey, Bob, thanks a million. And everybody out there, thank you for your business and your support. What an amazing community we live in. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Bill Friedman from the Pondere Garden Center, of course, in Pondere. Get on out there. They are open Monday through Fridays, 8 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 5, and they will start being open on Sundays come Mother's Day, which is only a week or so away. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, Stacy Schubert from the Cedar Street Bridge will join us. She'll tell us about her leather business on the bridge and other things that are happening on the Cedar Street Bridge in downtown Sandpoint, and we'll get to that right after this.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet. Taylor & Sons attempts to offer our customers tremendous value in our sales and service departments. One of our best examples is Taylor & Sons' selection of new Chevrolet Equinoxes. Taylor & Sons is the home of the Chevrolet Equinox, and there are a ton of good reasons that this small SUV is one of our best-selling models. The Equinox's all-wheel drive system is one of the best in class, offering four-season handling equivalent to traditional four-wheel drive models. The Equinox comes with tons of standard and available safety features such as side blind zone alerts, rear park assist, and slow speed pedestrian braking. The best news is that through May 2nd, every new Chevrolet Equinox is on sale. With total discounts up to $6,000 or for qualified buyers, 0% interest plus $2,150 in factory rebates, this is the best promotion we've had on Equinox all year. You can view our entire selection of new Equinox models online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Over the years, Wilson Law Firm has become very well established and is one of the most technologically advanced practices in North Idaho. They're able to address all your legal needs, including wills, probates and estates, family law, criminal and civil law, traffic accidents, environmental and water law, corporate and governmental law, and property law. Best of all, Wilson Law offers digital remote services to suit your needs from the comfort, safety, and security of your own home. Wilson Law Firm in Bonners Ferry. Check out their Facebook page.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations, on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street, to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty, on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
At Northern Quest, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. But with over $220,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs, you could be celebrating a whole lot more, like a new Ford Bronco Sport in your driveway or more cash in your pocket. We've also got hotel discounts for Camas Rewards members, dining specials, spa and shopping discounts, and anniversary cocktails all month long. Northern Quest's $220,000 anniversary celebration. Details at northernquest.com.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right. We are back, our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined here this afternoon with Stacy Schubert. She's from the Cedar Street Bridge, where she has a business called Sandpoint Laser Works. And Stacy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bob.
And how long has Sandpoint Laser Works been around?
Well, I've been around for 6 years, but in the bridge for 2 years.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And how do you like the bridge location?
I love it. I do. It's really eclectic. There's a ton of stuff you can do there. It's a great place for your entire family, from kids to, you know, adults to whoever comes to visit. People coming to our town should definitely check out the Cedar Street Bridge, because it's deceiving from the front because you don't really know what's inside. But when once you get inside, there's just a host of vendors, people with small businesses that own their own independently owned shops, that do everything from like my shop, where you can personalize and customize items right on the spot within 15 minutes. You can take an item and choose a design and place the order and then go get a coffee or drink downstairs at the cafe and then come back up.
Cedar Street Bistro.
The Cedar Street Bistro. Well, now it's called Tasties.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so now it's right. So new owners, Tyler and Taylor.
Sounds tasty.
And the teas, right. And so they have a beautiful, they still have the beautiful cafe there where you can order awesome food. And then they also have little wine and bar area.
Okay.
Cocktails. No cocktails, but beer and wine.
Yeah. Yep. So you pick out your design, and while this is being done, you go get a beer. And
you can go get a beer. Right. Exactly.
Come back, and it's done. Typically, how long does it take?
It takes about 15 minutes.
That's great.
Yeah. So you can, and then you can just jot off to your, your party and give the gift.
Or stay and have another beer. Whatever you want to do. For anybody who doesn't know, maybe you're new to town, the Cedar Street Bridge, and it was a functional bridge, you know, connecting the Sand Creek side of where the town originated to what's now downtown. But over the years, it just started falling apart till it really just, after a while, just was not used for anything in the 70s. And then Scott Glickenhaus had this great idea to turn it into a bridge market like he had seen in, I think, in Florence, Italy, somewhere in Europe. And in 1983, it opened up as a public market, basically what it is today. But there have been times over the years, it was the Coldwater Creek flagship store for a number of years. And then after that, it really only had a couple of stores, and it would change managers from time to time. And then this new owner came in a few years ago, and you know, Sherry's been running it, and it's full to capacity or near capacity once again, and it's so great to see that the old bridge having this new life and being so successful.
Yeah, I agree. I love it. Yeah, the views from upstairs are incredible.
Yeah.
Or anywhere, really.
Well, honestly, when I started with Blue Sky Broadcasting a long time ago, our sales office was upstairs on the bridge facing north. And there were days I'd go in on the weekend sometimes just to sit at my desk and look out the window up Sand Creek at Schweitzer. It's like, this is a priceless view.
It's priceless.
Awesome.
I know. That's why I love my spot. And then when people come into shop, they get a glimpse of what I'm seeing, you know?
Gotcha.
And then they're like, this is what you do? I'm like, yes, this is where I am, and this is what I do.
So which location are you in?
So right before the restrooms upstairs. I mean,
at one point in time, that was the festival at Sandpoint office.
Oh,
and
yeah.
My office, there was them, and then the restrooms, and then us.
Yeah, yeah. And so since everybody, you know, when the surgeons of, when Scott and Sherry kind of became managers with the new owners, they took all that those huge spaces upstairs, and then they divided them smaller. So now that's how we can fit so many small businesses upstairs in that larger space. So it's, you know, it's now smaller spaces.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, so I grabbed one of those because I was like, I love Sherry and Scott. And they're amazing, and they're doing an amazing job running the Cedar Street Bridge and looking out for best interests and everything.
And you guys have a wonderful website, cedarstreetbridge.com.
Yes.
So super easy to remember, so you can see all the businesses there.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, just like the Pondere Garden Center, I was just commenting on their website. Uh-huh. This is really well done. There's Tasties, Creations, just all kinds of, you know, the Marsha Lutz Photography Studio is there now.
That's
Huckleberry
right.
Depot. Naked is Responsible.
Yep.
That's something that our engineer, Derek, would want to go check out.
You should.
He just left. As
yeah.
a matter of fact. Naked is Responsible. The Panhandle Nut House, which always smells so good walking by there. Salon de Mars. And, of course, your leather studio, Syndicate Tattoo. A little Christmas store, and so much more. It just goes
on. So much
on.
More. Yeah.
Any idea how many businesses are on the bridge?
I'm going to say 25.
That's got to
be 30.
That's got to be capacity.
It's it's definitely full. There's a CBD mm-hmm. shop, right? And then there's
the pickled kitchen.
The pickled kitchen, and then the Sugar Tooth.
Sugar Tooth,
the
okay.
Sugar Tooth, yeah, which is fabulous. He Peyton, who owns that, he makes his chocolates right there on the spot. You can watch him. He's making everything right there.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's awesome. Right near Creations.
Uh-huh. And what are the hours, before I forget, of the bridge?
Is
everybody open and closed at the same time?
Unfortunately, no. I mean, everyone has different hours.
Okay.
But the bridge itself is open, I believe from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, because of the
restaurant. Of the cafe.
Yeah.
And you can go and grab your coffee in the morning. And my business is open 11 to 4 weekdays and Saturday. But I do appointments any other time. And then, of course, summer hours are different.
You know,
I'm there a lot.
But just go to cedarstreetbridge.com and check it out to keep that up to date.
Mm-hmm.
During this pandemic year, when so many people had a rough time, we had a record number of tourists coming into North Idaho.
Yeah.
Did that affect business on the bridge?
It was a great year for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're like very grateful that people were coming and supporting, you know, local businesses and staying safe as well during that time, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was actually a good year for a lot of us here.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear. It's good to see the bridge still thriving and all of that. And, one of the fortunate places to get through this otherwise really awful year for a lot of businesses, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And, I think this summer is going to be similar to last summer.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope, you know, people come and enjoy our beautiful downtown and everything that we have to offer. And please, you know, come check out the Cedar Street Bridge. It's very fun and interesting.
And we have another minute. The Sandpoint Laser Works, what can people expect? What kind of things do you make for people?
I make anything that is, everything is original designs. And you can, so everything you pick up, you can either laser engrave right on the spot. I have a line of unique leather products that you can only get from me that are sold worldwide.
Okay.
I do wood, acrylic, signage, laser engraved cutting boards and tumblers and all kinds of personalized gifts.
I'm glad I asked that question. I didn't know you had all of that. Do you have your own website?
I sure do. Yes. Sandpointlaserworks.com.
Another easy one to remember. Sandpointlaserworks.com.
Sandpointlaserworks.com. Yeah. And I do these amazing leather patch trucker hats.
That is a nice hat.
And you can come into my shop and you can pick a patch and you can pick a hat. And then I sew it on for you right on the spot.
And, you know, hold that hat right up to your microphone. Everybody can hear it. It's really nice.
Thanks.
We like it.
Nice.
Stacey Schubert, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mom.
Hi to Sherry and everybody on the bridge, and we'll stop by and see you real soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right. That's it for North Idaho Thursday. Back in here next week, Ricky will join us on Wednesday and all the usual stuff. So till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.